Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
And also rejoined by Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance. Welcome back, Elaine.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Good stuff. So we have a lot of questions coming up for you. So we're going to do a little speed round here. So let's talk about homeowners insurance, because the homeowners insurance is one of the major insurances we all need. And it costs a lot of money every year. We don't need it very often, but when we need it, we really need it. Mm-hmm. So I guess first off, we know that homeowners insurance rates have been going up a lot the last several years. Why is that?
Yes, there is a lot of disruption in the market there, and it's due to all our natural disasters. If you think about it, it seems like every spring we're having hailstorms and so forth. Now, those affect the insurance companies because they affect your auto, your roof, your siding, your windows. But to back us up, there is a FEMA did put out a report that in the last 7 years, there have been more catastrophic natural disasters that they have claimed than there had been in the preceding 25. So it just shows you about the frequency of disasters. It's the natural disasters that are happening that are really bleeding out the insurance companies.
Right.
So as they lose money, they're going to raise rates.
Exactly. And it is regulated by the state. You know, we have to turn in our loss ratios, and it is approved by the state whether or not you can raise your rates. So there are real figures behind why these rates are going up.
I didn't know that, actually. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And if it's not rates going up, it might be them changing the way they coverage their coverage, the way they arrange their coverage, or they might be changing their deductibles. You've really got to watch what's happening with your policy.
So what are some of the areas that you feel like people are either overcovered or undercovered when you review policies?
I haven't come across many that are overcovered, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's mostly underinsured. You know, there's areas in there, there's typical things that I may not find. And maybe someone doesn't have earthquake insurance. Mm-hmm. Someone doesn't have sewer and drain backup. They don't have enough liability. I'm a big believer in high limits of liability. They're big numbers, but they're very inexpensive to buy. Right. But if you don't have them, that's a vital coverage that could cost you a lot of out-of-pocket money.
What's an example of when you would use liability coverage?
Great question, because what I really like to start off with when I'm talking with people is finding out what their net worth is. And a lot of people want to know why I want to know that. But because I feel it's my job to protect their net worth, I want to have that wall of liability, as I call it. I want them then to have enough liability coverage in their limits to protect your personal assets from ever being garnished or taken.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And the kind of things that can affect that, some big triggers for us in the insurance industry is if you have a trampoline, if you have a pool. We're looking
We have both of those, don't we, Tam?
Okay, then we're going to make sure you have enough liability. Just in case someone were to be injured at your home, they might file a lawsuit against you. You want to have enough in place.
Okay.
And it may not even be at your home. You might be having a dinner party. Think about if you're serving alcohol to someone and they were to leave and have an accident.
Right.
You are at risk of them filing suit against you for having served them.
Okay.
Well, and a lot of times it's people think, well, I'm good friends with this person I had over. They wouldn't sue me. And you know, it may not even be them that sues you. It might be their family.
Exactly. That's what I say to people. Just think about it. What if they ended up having an accident, had a brain injury, and now they had to be taken care of by their family the rest of their life? That family's going to be looking for any avenue to help them take care of that person.
Pay that off, right?
Exactly.
So one of the questions that often come up about garage sales, you know, if I have a garage sale and I have my slippery when wet signs out, am I still liable for them if they fall and slip?
Typically, you can be. Mm-hmm. Yes, even if you have signs up. It's similar to going somewhere and they have you sign these disclosures that say you won't. Those don't usually hold up in court.
Okay.
You know, and you can check with our friend Stephen Schultz about that.
but
a lot of times it's good to do that. Mm-hmm. It's a good detractor to have them be aware, but it doesn't release you of liability.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So explain the difference between replacement costs and actual cash value when it comes to the coverage on your homeowners.
Okay. And that's, you can look at it two ways. First, it's the building or the dwelling amount. You want to make sure you have reconstruction cost of your home or replacement cost. It's going to be different than market value.
Right. Okay.
Value includes your property.
Right.
We have a Marshall and Swift program that we're going to run all the vital stats about your home, square footage, what it's made of, et cetera. And it's going to advise us on how much we should insure your dwelling for.
Okay.
And that's where we start. Okay. And so you always want that to be reconstruction cost. Replacement cost you were talking about also comes in with personal property. That's something I find missing on people's policies a lot is content replacement costs.
Right.
Okay.
Because you just had Christmas and you just bought all these TVs or whatever.
Right.
And then all of a sudden.
Well, or you assume you've got personal property coverage on there. Mm-hmm. So you assume, okay, I'm going to get my stuff replaced.
Right.
Not unless you have replacement costs specifically written in your policy.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. At the time of a loss, you're going to get the actual cash value of whatever you lost, the depreciated value.
Right.
When you replace your belongings, if you have this contents replacement, then you're going to get the difference. Okay.
So how do you recommend everyone to go around their house and just video record the whole house? Or how do they keep track of all the
How do you document all your personal property?
Right. To do a personal inventory? Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I do, when we're talking about personal property, I do tell people to do that. The simplest way to do it is just to take your camera, digital mm-hmm. camera, go room to room, mm-hmm. open up closets, open up doors, and take pictures.
Okay.
This isn't so much as to prove what you had,
right.
but it's also to give yourself that visual memory.
Yeah.
Because right. I would not.
No,
yeah.
there's things in a room you would not remember.
Right.
And I want you to claim every little thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Yeah, you want to make sure you're covered. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance. And Elaine, I'm going to make sure your information's on our website, by the way. So if you want to reach out to Elaine, go to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for Elaine Marr. So Elaine, how will you know what your homeowner's insurance will cover?
Okay. Another good question. I love it. I try to just break it down to this when I'm talking with people. You know, you do need to know the back end of that policy and mm-hmm. sit down with an agent to know exactly how this is going to pan out. But the first step is to think about whether or not the issue that you're having is a maintenance issue or is it a peril. Your insurance policy covers for you for perils. They're direct, sudden, and accidental type things that happen to your home. If it's a maintenance issue, then it's not going to be covered.
So if I need a new roof, unless it just stormed uh-huh. or hailed or whatever, mm-hmm. that's the differences. Right
is your there. Roof is the mm-hmm. roof due to just wear and tear?
Right.
You know, is it just old? It's wear and tear?
Right.
Or is it due because of wind damage, hail right. damage, things
right.
like that?
Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Common one is pipes. Your pipes in your wall maybe have been leaking for 2 years. It's created mold and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's just been a maintenance issue.
Right.
As opposed to a pipe that
burst
and caused water damage, covered. You're good to go.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That makes sense.
So when it comes to water damage, what is covered and what isn't when it comes to water damage?
That's another thing. I kind of like to tell people to think about water damage, think about we will cover water damage from the inside out. Okay?
Homeowner's insurance will cover the inside out.
You got
okay.
it. Yep. Pipes break on the inside, mm-hmm. toilet overflows, any of that type of stuff, covered. It becomes a question when it's water from the outside in.
Okay.
So your water from the outside in is either going to be flood. And flood is defined as groundwater that comes over mm-hmm. your threshold.
Mm-hmm.
It could even be, I've had people with above ground pools. Those pools
oh,
break.
Yeah.
Once that water hits the ground, it's groundwater.
It's somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's groundwater. It's considered flood. Your policy won't cover it.
Interesting.
Now, typically, homes are graded to where that water will go around
away,
the home.
Right.
Yeah, it'll go around the home and not in the home.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something to think about.
Never
the
know.
Other type of water from the outside in is going to be sewer and drain backup.
Okay.
Okay. And that is not on all insurance policies automatically. It has to be written on it.
Oh,
and there's different
so
levels.
Don't assume that you have that.
You've right. got it. You've got it. And it's different levels. We start off at $5,000. We go up to $50,000. It just depends if your basement's finished or not.
Okay.
So that's something we'd have to talk through.
Right.
Well, and some homes seem a lot more prone to sewer backup than others.
Correct. You might be in an older neighborhood where the storm drains are not handling it and it backs up.
Or you have a daughter that uses an entire roll of toilet paper.
Every time she
Every
goes,
time.
Right? Yeah, that
oh
could
my
back
gosh.
Up. Yeah, flushing all kinds of things down that
my
don't
goodness.
Belong. That could back
what are
you
these
up in
toys
a hurry.
Doing in here? Yes.
Yeah, so here's a, I guess would be an inside flood issue I had one time. And tell me how this would be covered.
Okay.
Okay, so I had a refrigerator in my basement and the temperature got set just a little bit too cold and it froze the water filter and you know, basically expanded it until it split open. Well, then when I turned the water temperature back down because I saw it was freezing some things, well, that water filter thawed and now it's shooting water out into the fridge. And after the water gets heavy enough because it fills the fridge up, it pushes the door open a little bit. And I didn't go down to the basement very often. So it had been running for, you know, probably 2 to 3 days by the time I even got down to the basement and saw it.
Right. Right. Yes. And you're sitting there thinking, okay, is that maintenance or what? But it's a burst line. it right. burst, it was unexpected, and that would be covered. That would be covered underneath your homeowners. And believe it or not, I've had that happen with someone before where their ice maker did that, caused a lot of damage. The insurance companies sometimes will even subrogate to, we subrogated to the maker of the ice machine.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so there's, but you, we put you back together. You would be fine with that. Yes,
okay.
that would be
okay.
covered.
All right.
What did you do about that?
Well, actually, because I had a $5,000 deductible,
okay.
I didn't claim it. And I had floating hardwood floors, so I actually had to pull the hardwood floors up and had the Durofoam below it.
Okay.
It gives you the vapor barrier with the concrete.
Right.
Pulled all the baseboards off, got dehumidifiers down there, got the blowers, and I just took care of it all myself.
Right.
I actually didn't claim it. Just because my deductible is so high, I thought, you know, by the time I actually claim this, I don't know that it's really going to be much over $5,000.
Right.
So I might as well not claim it.
Very smart. Very smart. Smart for having higher deductibles. Is if you can afford higher deductibles on your auto and your home, that's the one thing that will drive your premium price down the most.
Sure.
Okay.
If you're kind of self-insuring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when do you recommend an umbrella policy?
Usually the triggers for me, or first of all, someone with a high net worth. We've got to figure out what your net worth is. What do you have mm-hmm. at risk that a personal injury attorney or so forth could come after?
Mm-hmm.
If you just have an accident, that person goes to a personal injury attorney. That attorney has an asset search company that okay. they're going to search you with and find out what they can come after. So you got to think, the more I'm worth, the more I'm at risk for being sued. So that's where we decide how much umbrella, if you need an umbrella, and how much you need. Mm-hmm. Our umbrellas go from $1 to $5 million. First of all, we're going to run up the underlying. An umbrella is called an umbrella because it goes over your auto and your home.
Oh,
so
okay.
first, you run your auto limits all the way up, as high as they'll go. You run your home limit as high as it'll go. And we do go up to $1 million there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the least expensive. And if $1 million on your home or $500,000 on your auto is not enough, we're going to suggest you also do an umbrella.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, great information. And if you want a review of your insurance, definitely reach out to Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance. And Elaine, all your information, we're going to make sure is on the website at smartwithyourmoney.com. So visit that, reach out to Elaine, get scheduled to make sure that the insurance you have is most appropriate for your needs. So Elaine, I know you're a specialist in that, and we definitely appreciate you being the expert contributor on the show.
Thank you so much. I love it.
So coming up, do you know what real estate website and smartphone app are rated number one in the country by its users? Well, we're going to be talking about home scouting, where we're going to give you an unfair advantage against other home buyers. You listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.